Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that the rapture comes before the tribulation. But the rapture does not necessarily start the tribulation. Let's end the week with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Be straightforward with your children. There is a hell. There is a Savior. They're lost. They need to be saved. There is sin. And there is a God who will save. There is a God who will change them and cleanse them from their sin. How cruel would it be for a child to come home and find out his mother had died and learn that they knew for some time that she was going to die, but they didn't tell him? He feels so betrayed, so left out. And things that he would have wanted to do had he known. Well, Ezekiel chapter 3 lets us know, and Ezekiel 33, that those who do not warn the wicked will have blood on their hands. The idea is that at the judgment, when they get cast into hell, you'll be called into question because you had the opportunity and you passed it up on them. And you would. And maybe you were deceived by Calvinism, but every man gives an account of himself. So, you would just be like the people that do not tell their child that mama was dying. They just come home and find that she's dead. Yet people knew for years that was going to happen. So he says, little children, it is the last time. Now, the last time can mean days or moments. But it also can be seen as a period of time. Right now, you and I are in the time of the Gentiles. The time of the Gentiles began about 2,600 years ago when Babylon took Israel into captivity. But when he says this is the last time, what he is referring to is this is part of the last time, and what is part of the last time is this local church age. And so it's part of the last time of the Gentiles. The next day to come, or shall we say the next time, is the day of the Lord. I believe that it begins with the rapture. When all the saved, both those that are in the grave and those that are alive on earth, are caught up to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Following that is a tribulation period of 7 years. Now, I want you to understand, the rapture comes before the tribulation, but the rapture does not necessarily start the tribulation. You see, Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 through 27 lets us know clearly that starts when a covenant is confirmed between the world Antichrist and Israel. That world leader, that Antichrist, then when they have that confirmation of a covenant between the two, then the seven-year tribulation begins. Now, after the tribulation, in which over half of the world's population dies in vicious ways, then there's the millennium. The millennium, that thousand-year reign of Christ on earth, where the lamb and the lion are able to lie down together and a little child can play on the cockatrice den and will not be hurt. The bear and the wolf can just be out there and graze together. But that'll be followed by one more war. You see, the devil was chained into the pit for that 1,000 years. And at the end of 1,000 years, he's loosed. He deceives the nations once more, even after 1,000 years of plenty and peace. He deceives them, and they gather to war against Christ in Jerusalem. And so as we see that, we begin to understand that man at his core needs a Savior, no matter who he is. Well, there'll be this one more war, and then the great white throne judgment where all the unsaved gather, and it's determined their degree of punishment. And after that determination, they're cast into the eternal lake of fire. That is followed by the eternal reign of Christ, which begins the final day, but praise God, it is an everlasting day. Now we're told next year in verse 18, little children's last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Now, this is the first appearance in this verse of Antichrist. And Antichrist shall come. This is the only place in the Bible in which that world leader is called by this proper personal name, the Antichrist. And so I think that's why today many use the terminology of the Antichrist, because this is a proper name in the Greek. And will that be the name that he goes by? I doubt it, but in that it's a proper name and it describes what he is and who he is. And so it's used in that way in the Greek. Now, more often in the Bible, he is referred to as the beast instead of Antichrist. But that's not the only designation that he has. He's called the son of perdition, man of sin. Someone has said there are nearly 30 names for the Antichrist in Scripture. Now, I'll be frank with you. I have not checked it out. So I really don't know that, but I have no reason to doubt it. But we also must understand that Antichrist does not only mean against Antichrist, against Christ, but it can also mean instead of Christ. They place themselves in position in which Christ should occupy, and so they get there in the place of Christ. So it can be one or the other that is there. So, you know, we need to be aware of this. We need to really be aware of this, that there are many people out there that claim to be Jesus Christ, but there are many more that are trying to get to themselves what belongs to Christ. And they are an antichrist. I'm afraid that this also goes among many preachers and pastors today, especially our younger group, but not just them. It's not limited to them. See, a lot are out there trying to build their name. And as they try to build their name, they're not building the name of Christ. They're using Christ's name to build their name. And as they do that, they put themselves instead of Christ as one to be honored, as one to be followed. And the danger of that is this person can make a statement, and even though it may go against Scripture, these people say, no, he said it's got to be true. It's got to be true. And so, when they say Antichrist in that matter, then I'm wondering if it, instead of against Christ, is also instead of Christ. I think it could be both in this passage. I really think that it's both. And because it's both, there are many today that will follow, for an example, There are some colleges that call themselves fundamental Bible believing. I found one that called itself a biblicist, and they reject our King James Bible. They say, oh, it's got errors and all this other stuff in it. Well, that's not a biblicist. Instead, that is on the border of being instead of Christ. And a lot of times, they'll have students that will go against the local church as well as the Bible if the college says something differently. And so when the college gets like that, then they bring in Calvinism. Don't pay the money that you worked hard for to send your children to a school like that. Always ask, do you use the King James Bible in your college? Is that your only Bible? You know, a lot of them will say that don't really hold to it. That's the only one we use in our classrooms. And that'll be true. But they also teach in classrooms how that's not the best translation, that's not good, and things of that nature. But they'll deceive you because, see, they can't be honest about their belief. And so they'll deceive you because they want you to send your children and get your money. Another thing, if they allow Calvinism, a false doctrine straight out of hell, to be taught in their college, find out. And if they do, don't pay them thousands of dollars to corrupt your children. That's not good. So I would encourage you to find those two things out. They may say, well, we're not Calvinists. Well, do you allow it to be taught in your school? And if I find out it's being taught here, would you give me all the money back I've given you? You know, I laugh because that's just where they'll start backing off. Say, well, no, then that just tells you if they would back off, that means they're allowing it to be taught, does it not? So, sometimes it can be pastors, sometimes it can be leading people in the church, and sometimes it can be a college, whatever, who are just seeking that following to get respect, honor, and praise for themselves, only using the name of God. And oftentimes, writing a book, and it's the book to be read more so than God's book, in the way that they try to get you involved in reading it, buying it, and whatever else. Now, that's just what is going on today. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. Such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.